Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He covers the Houston Texans here for the Houston Chronicle. He's covered the NFL for nearly four decades and want to get John McClain's thoughts on everything that's gone on today. And also a little bit of coaching news over the last 24 hours that I think John will provide some good insight on. We bring him on right now. I call him the general. The world calls him John McClain. John, welcome in to CBS Sports Radio. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing good, John. So the Patriots are going to be moving on to yet another Super Bowl. What was your biggest takeaway today from the AFC title game from the Patriots' perspective?
The way they came back after being down. I don't think anybody doubted them. Once the stat was flashed up there about how many times they trailed by double figures, including their last two Super Bowls, I don't think it could have surprised anyone. It was a tremendous comeback by Brady, but that's why he's the greatest quarterback in history. You know, he had the injury to the web of his thumb and his index finger, and you saw the black patch on it. You saw them putting some kind of adhesive inside to make sure it didn't slide off, and he played great, especially in the fourth quarter. We've seen that so many times. I just think I'm going to go back to all the other Super Bowls I've covered with Brady and just recycle all my stories because they never change. Other than the first couple, these last ones, they just never change.
Yeah, you know, and John, part of it, and I don't want to take any credit away from the Patriots for what they did. You know, look, you have to make a lot of plays when you fall behind in these games, and they made all the plays they needed to. Does it fascinate you, though? Like, I mean, I think back to the Super Bowl with the Seahawks not running the football, and the Super Bowl last year with the Falcons, and just the little things like the mistakes that the Jaguars make with a delay a game out of a timeout at the end of the half. What is it about these Belichick coach Patriots that makes these other teams just kind of pee down their legs a little bit and give them that little opening that they need to get back in these games?
The situation is never too big for them because of experience. You know, I'm surprised Jacksonville played a great game as well as the Jaguars could play. Bortles played as well as he could play. But they didn't have experience. And when you get in tough, tight situations, you tend to make mistakes. And that's what happens. I think also sometimes teams will never admit it, Sean, but when you're in a big game and you're going against Brady and Belichick and their reputation and their, you know, about all the rings they've earned, I think it does. You get intimidated. They would never use that word, of course, but I think it's pretty clear a lot of teams do.
No question. John McClain joining me here on CBS Sports Radio. John, just flipping over to the Jags for a second. Where do you think they go from here from a quarterback standpoint? You know, Bortles was okay, but I thought they had to kind of work around some of his deficiencies a little bit. And at the end of the game, like, it just, they had to rely on him and he wasn't able to make plays. Is Blake Bortles going to be the starting quarterback for this team in week one next season? And if not, what's your short list? What do you think the Jags short list looks like for quarterbacks?
Getting as close as they did to the Super Bowl, I don't see how they can change away from Bortles. It's his first year of working with Tom Coughlin, overseeing the organization. He's been with Doug Marrone. Nathaniel Hackett did a tremendous job. I think also it depends on who they could get. I don't think they'd be trading for Eli Manning. The guy that I would look at is if Kansas City is interested in moving on from to Patrick Mahomes, I'd look at Alex Smith. He's got a lot of years left. He's durable. He can move. He's a leader. He doesn't turn the ball over. I would think that if they could get him for their number one pick, which is low, they should go after Alex Smith, unless, of course, the Eagles want to rock one more year with him. But this would be, I mean, the Chiefs, this would be a good time, I think, for Kansas City to go ahead and make that change. And if that's the case, I would imagine several teams would be interested in acquiring Alex Smith. And if I'm Jacksonville, I'm one of those teams.
Yeah, no question about that. John, the NFC title game's going on right now. It's an uphill battle right now for Case Keenum and the Minnesota Vikings. They trail 24-7 in Philadelphia. You had a great piece in the Chronicle today on Cron.com if people want to go find it, talking to a lot of Case Keenum's former coaches. And the score of this game notwithstanding, I think Case is probably in line to get a big payday. What are the traits with Case Keenum? What did you learn in talking to all those previous coaches about Case Keenum as to, you know, what traits kind of led him to what we've watched play out over the last several months?
The hard work, the being able to adjust to any system, any teammates, the respect he gets from his teammates and coaches because of who he is. He's a strong Christian man, and his beliefs are consistent. The way he approaches the game is consistent. He's the ultimate underdog. First time I saw him walking through the Texans dressing room, I thought, is this one of the new towel guys? Is this guy in here picking up towels? And then I realized it's the guy I've been watching at the University of Houston set all those NCAA records. And I'm really happy for the success. Hope he gets a big payday. I would imagine he's going to stay in Minnesota and be the Vikings quarterback.
Yeah, it's been a rough evening for him so far in this game, John. And I know probably the Vikings make for some easy storylines if you're covering if you're writing for a Houston newspaper. If it's the Patriots and the Eagles, what are the first bullet points that jump into your head about covering this Super Bowl?
That these are the two teams I picked in the Chronicle in August, and I can brag about it. I don't get many picks right, but I retweeted, one of our guys tonight retweeted the graphic of the teams we picked. Unfortunately, it showed my division winners and other playoff teams, but when it comes to the last two, I'm going to be right. And I'm eager to write about the Eagles, too. There's a lot of great stories. In fact, I imagine, Sean, I'm going to write more about the Eagles than the Patriots because it's so repetitive with the Patriots. But I'm excited about writing about either Philadelphia or Minnesota. Of course, right now it looks like it's going to be the Eagles for sure.
Yeah, and as you mentioned that, John, they're looking at it on review, but the Eagles, Nick Foles, another deep bomb down the field to Smith. Number 82, Smith, just caught a touchdown pass, and they line up for the extra point. It's about to be 31-7, and with the extra point, there it is, 31-7 Eagles. Hey, John, before I let you go, Mike Vrabel hired within the last 24 hours or so as the new Tennessee Titans head coach. I think people on the outside looking in, I think they're aware of Vrabel. They remember Vrabel from Hard Knocks. They remember him as a player. But his only year as a coordinator for the Texans, they gave up the most points in the NFL. So it seems a little counterintuitive that he's getting this shot as a head coach. As someone who's covered Mike Vrabel, why is Mike Vrabel getting this shot as the Titans head coach, in your opinion?
And first of all, he is a leader. He is someone that wanted to work for Urban Meyer after Bill Belichick came here to work with Romeo Crennel again and Bill O'Brien. And I'll say this for all those people ripping him. I tweeted this earlier. The players that he did not have, that Romeo Crennel had last year, just starters. Vince Wilfork, last year he did not have Vince Wilfork, Brian Cushing, Whitney Merciless, Brendan Scarlett replaced Merciless. He didn't have John Simon, A.J. Boye, Quentin Dempsey. That's six starters that he didn't have that Romeo Crennel had, and then four more went down for the year. So it's very unfair by people that don't check out why that happened. I think he'll be terrific depending on what he can do with his offense.
John McClain. You can get him on Twitter at McClain_on_NFL. John, appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening. Enjoy the rest of this game, and I'll talk to you this week. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.